May the Lord give you his peace. Good afternoon. This is Father Stosh Daly on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio with your daily message of hope. On this Wednesday, we turn the eyes of our hearts towards good St. Joseph. Every Wednesday of every week is set aside for venerating the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ on earth, the man whose name is Joseph, the spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the protector of the Holy Family, the patron saint of the Universal Church. As we call to mind St. Joseph this day, in the middle of this week, we consider his relationship with Our Lady, we consider his relationship with our Lord, and then we also consider the relationship we may have with St. Joseph. When we approach the person of St. Joseph, oftentimes there's a question that arises. How am I supposed to relate to him? Why do I have to relate to him? What can St. Joseph do for me in my journey towards the Lord Jesus Christ? What fruit or benefit could come about from having a devotion to St. Joseph? I think it's important for us this afternoon, as we enter into this daily message of hope, to recall that any significance, any importance that may be found or enriched through our devotion to St. Joseph is first and foremost because we acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord. In our discipleship, we acknowledge the family of Jesus. We realize there are no coincidences in the people who were chosen by our Father in heaven to be intimately involved in the protection and the formation of God the Son, Jesus the Christ, while on earth. As we fall in love with our Lord Jesus Christ, we then are mesmerized by the people who were so important to him, who were cherished by him, those who were treasured by him, his family. It is in our love for the Lord Jesus Christ that our eyes are opened to the beauty and the power of intercession of the person of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It is as a result of our love of the Lord Jesus Christ that we enter into the mystery of the Holy Family. It's through our love of the Lord Jesus Christ that Scripture becomes alive and that the individuals that we come to know by name are not merely side characters of the divine drama, but they are really quite important. One might even dare say essential to how we come to treasure ever more deeply and fully the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because when we see how they open their minds and their hearts and their lives to God's will, how they cooperate with total freedom as a result of the grace given to them, we then know ourselves how we may respond likewise. Today, in the middle of the week, on this Wednesday, we allow ourselves to be captivated by the person of St. Joseph. St. Joseph, the foster father of our Lord Jesus Christ. St. Joseph is said to have been and is still a most powerful intercessor on behalf of the whole church, on behalf of anyone who draws close to Jesus. Should we find ourselves yearning for the Lord Jesus Christ but stumbling as a result of situations or circumstances out of our control, we ask for St. Joseph's help to help us stand again and to continue walking towards the Christ. Should we find ourselves overwhelmed with temptation, which could so easily affect our grasp of the Lord in a state of grace within our heart, within our soul, in our flesh, we may ask St. Joseph, who in the Gospels is called a just man, who we may rightly intuit as a result of his marriage with the Blessed Virgin Mary and his defense of the Holy Family, is not only just, but also righteous. He's chaste. He's pure, pure of heart. I remember as a child going through religious education while I was in public school, being taught by a religious sister, a sister Josephine. She taught my sister and I a beautiful and simple prayer to the three hearts of the Holy Family. It was Heart of Jesus, I adore. Heart of Mary, I implore. Heart of Joseph, pure and just. In these three hearts I place my trust. By drawing into the Holy Family through our Lord Jesus Christ, we come to appreciate ever more deeply the truth that is proclaimed by the Church, that none of us are created to be cast off. None of us are created to be alone. None of us are created to be forgotten. But we are created to be brought into a family, to be a part of a family. And so in the middle of this week, as we look towards St. Joseph, when we consider how he related to Our Lady as his spouse and our Lord Jesus Christ as his son, we come to understand that even though in the Gospels he is silent, it doesn't mean he was absent. His silence in sacred scripture, while appreciating the fact that he is still very much present, his silence teaches us how to be in the presence of the Lord, how to learn, how to guard, how to cherish, how to protect the Lord in our midst, how to not only exhibit concern and care for the presence of the Lord dwelling among us, but also avoiding the temptation of pride and anxiety to think that somehow we know more than even the Lord does. If we could enter into the life of St. Joseph in this brief moment, it would be a journey involving humility. A journey involving humility and ultimately true charity. To dwell in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Church, to be able to listen to his voice, to be able to experience conversion of our hearts as a result of God's grace, requires for many of us an example of how to do that. And we encounter that beautiful example in the person of St. Joseph. Unfortunately, from the second century on, we were given an image that St. Joseph was a rather elderly man. This image of St. Joseph as being much older or significantly older than Our Lady was deduced as a result of the Church's tradition that their marriage, while filled with love, was also chaste and virginal. So a custom developed that St. Joseph was really quite old. John Paul II, the great saintly pontiff, challenges the Church to look beyond that conclusion and to understand that just because their marriage, while filled with love, was also virginal, it doesn't mean that St. Joseph was necessarily significantly older than the Blessed Virgin Mary, but it does give us a powerful insight into his self-restraint, his possession of the virtues, his desire to remain holy in the presence of his wife while guarding and protecting and providing the great gift of his adopted son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We may understand the experience of sacrifice exhibited by St. Joseph, his ancestral home being Bethlehem. He left his home of Bethlehem and lived a good distance away for the rest of his life in Nazareth, where he cared for Our Lady and the Lord Jesus Christ. It shows an absolute and most beautiful example of abandonment to God's providence to make sure that he would care for and protect, listen, and also obey the Word of God in the flesh. We rightly experience his desire to protect the Lord when we hear in the Gospels how he, Our Lady, and St. Joseph journeyed to Jerusalem for one of the traditional feasts, where they would journey to Jerusalem to be present at the temple, to pray and to celebrate with their fellow faithful Jews. But as they left the city of Jerusalem to return home, they realized the Lord Jesus Christ was no longer with them. With anxiety, they returned to the city looking for their son. Let us keep in mind, they were not ignorant of the ways of the world. Saint Joseph and the Blessed Virgin Mary, they understood very well what is possible in this world, what can happen. Notice how in the Gospels it says they were anxious, but they were not afraid. They maintained self-control. They remained calm in the face of uncertainty. We then come today to experience St. Joseph's intercession in a world that is filled with much uncertainty, a world that maybe for some of us is filled with even a lot of chaos or darkness, perhaps even violence. There, St. Joseph, not being recorded as having said anything, yet nevertheless being very present, is calm. Yes, he's anxious to find the Lord, but he's not afraid. He remains calm because of his virtue, because of his faith, because of his self-possession. Too many of us, I dare to say, lose our wits. We lose our peace. We give control of our hearts over to the world. On this Wednesday, in the middle of this week, towards the end of the afternoon, at the end of this hour, we are given the opportunity to consider the self-possession that St. Joseph has. We're given an opportunity to see him as a refuge, a source of consolation, an individual to whom we may turn when we are in need of intercession, especially if we're fighting something that is causing us to lose our peace or could cause us to lose our peace. We're invited to turn to good St. Joseph and to see a beautiful example of how to remain strong and calm, irregardless of what plight we may be experiencing or what burden we carry in our heart. Each one of us are given the opportunity to draw close to St. Joseph today and to find in his presence, in his silence, but in his presence, a most worthy advocate, defender, and intercessor. Good St. Joseph, pray for us. And may the Lord give you his peace.